tough. This is definitely the toughest for me in all of my football career so far, even from the younger days. It's hard to swallow. I was literally sick after the game. I've never had that before. Didn't sleep a lick last night. It's hard, really, for it to end that way. Never would have thought of, you know, even with the situation in the game, being down 21, and it's just very confident with where guys were going to go with it and how they were going to keep working and fighting. And they did. They showed it. Guys kept fighting. That was really big and great to see that. The character of this team and guys, man, just continuing to work and really just laying it all on the line. That's what we preach from day one with this game. Lay it on the line. And I promise, if you're willing to give it all. And the life of football is sometimes you get it, sometimes you don't. So we came up short. Gut-wrenching still, you know, it's very hard. But, you know, it's been a pleasure to play with these guys this year. Just back to the drawing board.
High-scoring game in NFL postseason history. Was it exciting to be a part of, even though you came up on the short end?
Yeah, of course. You know, to be in that atmosphere, it was loud. Their fans were rocking. Their offense was playing well. We felt like they couldn't stop us, and we could do. We at some point it was a shootout, and guys were playing ball. And I think it showed a lot of talent on that field. Got a lot of guys making plays. A lot of individual talent on that field. So that's fun from a spectator stance, but not very fun being on the other end of the stick. But you know, hats off to Arizona. They did what they needed to do to win the game. And that's playoff football.
What can you take away from a loss like this? What can you learn?
You learn about yourself, and you learn about the team and what type of guys we have. And I know I'll get into a fight with any one of these guys because I know they're gonna step up and they're gonna fight regardless and finish it through the end. So it's big. That was definitely big, and it's really throughout the whole season. You know, guys showed that when our backs up against the wall, we're gonna fight and won't give up until that last minute.
Right, a lot of guys are confident about coming back next year because you are going to have a lot of these weapons back. But the very thing that may comfort you about coming back next year, does it also make it harder to swallow this because you had the team in place maybe to do this?
Not necessarily about next year for me, just because I take one year at a time. And I know how hard it is year by year to get to this thing. Getting wins are hard, and getting to the playoffs are hard as well. Like getting a Grammy nomination. it only happens but so much if you get that opportunity to even be in that realm. So, it's an honor. The guys worked hard, but it's a reflection of the work that guys have put in and what guys have done to get to this point. So, it's hard, and it'll probably be hard. This is the hardest one. I don't even know if I'm going to watch a lot of football in the next couple of weeks. So, we'll see. But like I said, back to the drawing board. And what I love about this game is we'll get another shot. And guys will come back working hard.
What about your season? You had a nice season, Pro Bowl alternate.
Personally,
excited.
It's building blocks and progression, and we can definitely build on that. We did some good things at the backfield. I'm excited about where we can go. I got a great supporting cast. I got a great bunch of guys. We pushed off each other. I feel like I'm one of the leaders on this team. And I'm looking forward to it, so we can definitely build on some things.